Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. I would like the Leafs to not play defense like shit, and the goalies to also not suck. That's where I'm at.
Very nice. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, Morgan Riley has been very bad at defense. Like, we knew he was bad at defense. Like, we knew that that wasn't his thing, despite being a defenseman. But like, he's been very bad. Like, really bad. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. They lost to the Bruins with, I don't know, 70 seconds left yesterday. They could have just taken it to overtime. That would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah. Also, you know what fucking sucks? It's January, and I can tell you that we will finish second or third in the division and play Tampa in the playoffs. I could have told you that at the end of December. Like, insane. I hate it. This is a stupid playoff system. Though even if you did, like, by division, one plays eight, whatever, in the division, we'd still be playing Tampa with how we're sitting right now. But still, like, I don't like being able to know right now that that's who we'll play.
Yeah,
stupid. Couple milestones this past couple weeks. Auston Matthews is the fastest Leaf in history to 500 points. I don't remember how many games it was, but literally the next game Mitch got his 500th point. It was very sweet. I love
They're
it.
They're like besties.
Exactly.
Gotta do it together.
Most importantly, Tessa and Mo are for sure engaged.
Yay.
Like, we knew, but
officially out of their mouths.
I was telling my parents about it, and I was like, he should have locked her down immediately. Like, immediately. So far out of his league. What else do we have? All-Star. They announced All-Star rosters. Most importantly to the Leafs, Mitch Marner, All-Star. Good for him. We love him. Keep voting for Willie Nylander and Auston Matthews, or let them rest. That's kind of my thought process, is I'm wholeheartedly voting for Travis Dermott and Dylan Strome, because Travis is back from injury now, which means I can vote for him, because they made all these stupid rules to prevent us from collectively saying, let's make Wayne Gretzky work for it, you know. So they have to be an active player. They can't be on an AHL roster, because I thought it'd be funny if we went with like Mac Hollowell or something.
Oh my god, yes.
I mean, he's played NHL games this season. I think it would be funny. He has to be on an NHL roster in January, and can't be injured. So you can't be like, well, I want to bring Carey Price. You know. Though I think we should be able to do that, frankly, but the NHL doesn't want us to have too much fun. And you know what? We're going to end up with fucking Auston Matthews and like the obvious people they intentionally left off the list. You know?
All the people that are normally there.
Yeah. It's also like, if we'll just jump to the All-Star list right now in the Metro, Andrei Svechnikov. Predictable. Makes sense.
Yep.
I'm ignoring the Canes fully, but like, this is what I know about the Canes. Him. Columbus. I know their shit. Johnny Gaudreau. Fine.
Nothing to say there.
Exactly. New Jersey. Jack Hughes. also makes sense. Islanders genuinely still can't think of a single person on the Islanders, and they're like, here, have Matt Brock Martin. Nelson. Yeah, yeah, that's literally where I'm at. Brock Nelson is the answer.
All right.
Yeah, he's a guy. He is truly a guy. That is who he is.
Yep.
Rangers, Igor Shesterkin. Fully makes sense. Mm-hmm. Flyers, Kevin Hayes is really funny, actually, from the Flyers. I think I do think TK has been better, but I think that Kevin Hayes is a funny answer. Yeah. Pittsburgh. Would you take a guess at Pittsburgh and Washington, who they might be?
Assume Ovi and Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, it's so obvious. And then in the Atlantic, this one's actually vaguely surprising for the Bruins. Linus Ullmark, their goalie. Like, he's very good, we know that, but I'm just like, why isn't it Brad Marchand or Dave Pasternak? I'm sure Pasternak will be another one. It'll be Pasternak, Matthews. I don't know who else. Do we have any other good goalies in the Atlantic? I don't think so.
Good question.
Yeah. Buffalo, Tage Thompson.
Yeah.
He's really the only thing I know about Buffalo right now. I think Jeff Skinner's still there. That's where I'm at with Buffalo. He might still be there. Detroit, Dylan Larkin. Obvious. Florida, Matthew Tkachuk. Great.
Obvs.
Habs, Nick Suzuki. Again, obvious. Ottawa, Brady Tkachuk. I think we underestimated the fact that they're both in the same division, because now they're on the same all-star team together, and that seems, I don't know, dangerous.
Yeah, it seems a little messy.
Yeah, I think they should, like, instead of having a real coach, they have Keith come in and he just has to
pass the puck. It doesn't matter if he's your brother.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tampa, Nikita Kucherov. Again, pretty obvious. And Toronto, Mitch Marner is mildly less obvious, but also not much at all.
Yeah. Mm.
The Central Division is so funny because it's just a bunch of guys, because I forget about half these teams. And also some of them are very bad.
Oh, God.
Arizona, Clayton Keller. He's the only guy on that team, I think. Chicago, Seth Jones. Again, can't think of another guy on that team. Well, I mean, I can, but I don't want to think about them. So I guess Seth Jones will do.
Oh.
Colorado, Cale Makar. Duh.
Duh.
Exactly. Just duh. Dallas, Jason Robertson. Also duh.
Yep.
Minnesota, Kirill Kaprizov. Also obvious. No one else. We talked about the Minnesota Wild last episode. No one else is here, though. Nashville, Yusei Saros. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The Blues, Vladimir Tarasenko. I keep forgetting he's still playing, because he had that whole year off because he was injured. And then Toronto played them, and I was like, okay. I fully convinced myself you were retired.
I feel like I used to just see so much about him, and then it was just like silence.
Yeah, he was injured.
And he's been gone.
I think he was injured all of last year. I think it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago now, but like, he was injured for a while.
He's off the brain roster. So
exactly.
I would like to make a roster just with what's in my brain.
You know what? We should do that sometime. Next week, clean slate. Alex is going to come up with an NHL roster just from her brain. See who she comes up with. How many non-Leafs?
It would be scary.
Yes, it would be. And then Winnipeg is Josh Morrissey, who is, I'm vaguely aware of him. I think Winnipeg is doing well, but genuinely, I don't need to know. It's fine. I'll find out when it gets to the playoffs. I don't care. Frankly, I don't care. Where are we at? Oh, the Pacific Ducks. This is just rude. Why would you pick Troy Terry? Like, I don't know if he's better than Trevor Zegras, but like your brain says you should pick Trevor Zegras.
Yes. I think they probably just want people to vote for Trevor. They just want the stupid.
I have not seen anyone voting for him. So I hope we know that it's fake.
I say they want the TikTok as if the TikTok people know about the All-Star game.
Oops. True.
Some of them. But
those kind of clips are the ones that go viral and people go, oh, maybe I should watch hockey. And then they're wrong. But, you know.
And they're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, this isn't what I saw. Calgary, Nazem Kadri. I feel like I don't know anyone on Calgary Flames anymore other than Nazem Kadri.
Either Andrew Mangiapane, I think, is still there.
Yes, you're right.
Why did I almost say Mark Giordano?
That's definitely wrong.
He's not on the Leafs. Yeah. I think there's about.
Is Noah Hanifin still there?
Honestly, I think. That's my birthday twin.
Yeah.
I think he might be.
That's the extent of my thoughts about who's on the Calgary Flames.
Yep.
And who might you guess is for the Edmonton Oilers?
Connor McDavid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Robum. I think LA is really funny too, because I can't really think of anyone on LA other than like former Leafs. So I'm like, Trevor Moore, Joseph Duzak. It's not. It's Kevin Fiala is apparently on LA.
No way. Yeah. Since when?
That's what I'm saying. And why is he their All-Star person? Oh, you know, like there's so many questions that stem just from that alone.
I'm Googling this now. I was about to say.
He must have signed in the offseason.
Must have. I was about to say. Come on. I was about to say that when I think of. I almost said the night. When I think of LA, I can only picture faces, but not names. But now I'm just so blown away by this.
Yeah. I feel like it's always Kopitar. So I'm like, I don't know anyone else on the LA Kings.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Okay, let's see. June 30th was this article. LA and the Wild had a trade. LA got Kevin Fiala, obviously, and then Brock Faber in LA's first round went to the Wild.
You're telling me Kevin Fiala cost a first round pick? That can't be right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you say so. San Jose Sharks, Erik Karlsson. That is one thing I do know about this season is Erik Karlsson's been like kicking ass. Mm-hmm. That's it. I love this for Seattle. Former theater kid, Matty Beignet. I think he pronounces it Beignets, but that's bad French. Vancouver, Elias Pettersson, which, sure.
Yep.
Okay. It's either him or Quinn Hughes. One or the other. And then who the hell is this man for Vegas? It's Logan Thompson. No idea who this man is.
Logan Thompson. Yeah, no, that's not ringing any bells.
No, not at all.
I'm just gonna sit back and assume that's a child.
No, this is a whole ass man.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
He's 25. Ain't no way.
Seriously, I do not know who this man is. Where's Jack Eichel? Who else is on that team? Phil Kessel. Where's Phil Kessel?
Good ass. God.
I should have been voting for Phil Kessel too. I keep forgetting. Oh well. Next time. So yeah, my agenda for the All-Star game has been reunite the chaotic trio of Dylan Strome, Connor McDavid, and Mitchell Marner. I think we just, it needs to happen, and I need to see how it plays out. You know? And also, obviously, I'm always on the Travis Dermott train. And then I think it would be fun if Willie's there. I honestly, Austin should just rest. Personally, that's where I'm at with Austin Matthews. Just yep. just let him rest. We should not be voting for him. He should be resting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think the NHL should have let us vote everyone in. You know, they pick the top person pulled from each team so that you make sure you get everyone from each team. But you also let the fans actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause then we could, you know,
ensue push a level our agenda. Of chaos.
Exactly. I think I deserve to push my agenda, you know?
Honestly, yeah.
I can't think of who else I've really seen in terms of tweet votes other than a very strong campaign from Real Good Pros for William Nylander. Love it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of Chris Kreider ones, which I'd be fine with. Chris Kreider is good. But like I said, I think we need to go a little more chaotic. This is why you pick someone like Travis Dermott, you know? Like someone everyone's like, why? Why would you pick him?
It just needs to be so out of left field. I don't want to see anyone that's actually good.
Exactly. I want to see people who'll be funny.
Yes.
Exactly. Travis Dermott, funny. Fun. We should be voting for Justin Hall too.
We should be. You know what? Not mad about that. I need people who are going to be down there on the ice when they're doing on-ice interviews and them grab the mic and be like, to be honest, I don't even know why I'm here.
Exactly. We need someone who is kissing the homies good luck. You know, that's honestly what we need.
Justin Hall deserves to be there. Also, Justin Hall deserves to be there, and we campaign for him to like take over the social medias because we know he's good at that.
Yeah. Even if you don't want him to play, you can just have him hold the mic and interview people.
Exactly.
We know he's good at this. So yeah, I think that's a good agenda to push. We keep pushing Travis Dermott, Justin Hall. Reunite them also.
Yes. They deserve it.
Exactly. On to more horrible things from the Leafs. Not horrible, sorry. Horrible is a bad word. Bad. They're bad at defense. They're bad at goalie. This was from January 5th. I don't think it's changed, but they were ranked 32nd in team save percentage since December 15th. Love it. Thanks, guys.
Tears.
Yeah. Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah. That's all I have to say. Just awesome. Yay. Oh, fun Leaf stuff. Well, good Leaf stuff also. They had an Indigenous Heritage Night, and so did the Marlies. They had an Indigenous person design the logo. They wore the logo for once, and they're actually selling, I don't know if they're still selling it, but they were actually selling merch, which is the whole thing. Like, most of these jerseys are and stuff are so cool, and you'd have to buy the auction one that like Austin Matthews wore in warm up that costs $10,000 or more dollars because Austin Matthews wore it during warm up. So it's really nice to see that I could buy like a hat or a t-shirt, and all the proceeds were going to, do I have it? I do not. Do I? I don't have it, but all the proceeds were going to an Indigenous organization. I don't have the name. I stupidly did not bookmark that. But yeah, they're really nice too.
They are. The design is awesome.
Yeah, that's the other thing, is like when they get outside people to design instead of like Nike or Adidas, they're so nice.
They are. It's just like so detailed. I literally sat there just like zooming in for minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Marlies. I like them better. They've been so fucking good. They were on, I think, a 9 or 10 game win streak. I don't know if they've, I think they might have extended it. They also like have had extraordinary goaltending, especially from Joseph Woll, which is really good to hear that he's one, not injured, two, playing well. Like, I'm so happy to hear that. In fact, this one game on January 8th, the Marlies won 4-2. I think the fourth goal was an empty netter, so 3-2, really. And Laval had 58 shots on net, and the Marlies had 17. So,
oh my god.
Just think about Joseph Woll's save percentage on 2 shots and 56 saves. Like, that's good. Actually, I don't even know if it was him playing that game. It could have been, I can't think of his name. The other Swedish one. It's gone. It's gone from my head. I cannot think of his name. He played last year's. Give me a second. Also, you know what pisses me off? The Marlies website, anytime you go and look at the roster, it's always their active roster, like who's on their roster right now. So if someone just got called up to the Leafs, I can't go look at them. I find that very frustrating. Also, anytime I click on roster from their website, it takes me to the 2018-2019 Marlies, and that's not what I'm looking for.
Unfortunately.
Eric Schallgren, things. That's who I was thinking of. He could have been the one playing. It also could have been Keith Petruzzelli. In theory, it could have been Dylan Ferguson. I don't think so. I think it's right now it's Woll, Schallgren, Petruzzelli, or Petruzzelli, Schallgren. I think Ferguson's the fourth string goalie, though. What else happened? Connor Timmins got his first NHL goal. He's been pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think he's been very good. Ideally, like we were saying, with TJ Brody looked kind of bad one game, and my dad was like, I think Connor Timmins should be in. And I was like, I think so too. But also, like, there was one game where they played a back-to-back. I think it was against Detroit, was the second half, and they won, but like Mark Giordano, who is 38 years old, played both nights. Like, what? And Timmins sat. So to me, I'm like, you sit 38-year-old Mark Giordano to preserve his body.
Yes.
Like, it didn't make sense to me. But now they only have 6 defensemen again because TJ Brody's injured. 6 defensemen? Yeah. Because Morgan Riley's back. That's what it was.
We love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't know why. But, like, why have there been so many injuries to our D-core? Like, I blink and we're another defenseman is hurt.
You're just dismantled.
Like, it's insane. I can't even keep track of how many defensemen we have. I keep forgetting that Jake Muzzin even exists.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, it's been so long since he played. And I know he's injured and he probably won't play at all this season. But it's just, he's gone from my head. Yep. I have short-term memory with the Leafs D right now.
It's like my brain just wants to ignore it. So they just do not, it does not take in any of the defensemen. Mm-hmm. Just like, we don't know how long this is gonna last.
Exactly. though, bad news, Mac Hollowell got injured and is out.
Yeah.
The Marlies say indefinitely, but they also like don't really specify injury timelines from the AHL. So to me, indefinitely could be 4 to 6 weeks. Indefinitely could be truly indefinitely. So hopefully it's short. He gets back to it because he was pretty solid. But Philip Kroll is no longer injured. And in my head, he would have been above Hollowell to come up. So ideally, we still have some defensemen crossing our fingers. Yes. But seriously, they're just like, yep, 7 healthy defensemen. That's all we're allowed. No, it's not 7. 6.
6. Good.
6.
Amazing.
Healthy defensemen.
Just enough.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs more? And then I like look at the Marlies D. Like this is Philip Kroll was sick this day, and Mac Hollowell, it literally just says lower body indefinitely, which I don't love. But anyway, I'm looking at these defensemen. I'm like, who are you on the Marlies? It's like Rafai and Hoffenmeyer. I remember Rafai from the training camp, at least, and same with Hoffenmeyer. And I do know Hoffenmeyer's first name. It's Noel, so that's a good sign. But I do not know who this man is. Pietro Nero? Good. I don't know who this man is.
Nope.
And then Mikko Kokkonen, which is fine. I know him. Helixson, I think, might have been a growler. I know his first name, but I don't know why. And then William Villeneuve. So it feels like it's just a lot of what? That's the vibe with
the shruggy emoji.
Yeah. To be fair, that's kind of the vibe with all the Marlies since they like killed Leafs TV, so I can't watch it because I'm not paying for AHL Live to watch the Marlies, and I haven't been able to see them, and they're on my favorite road trip of the year, the 3-week we're not home for the rest of January road trip.
I was telling my friend about this. I was like, they have to go on a road trip. Like, they can't play because there's a boat show. And she was like, what? And I was like, no, I don't understand it. So I can't explain it, but there's a boat show.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a boat show. So they can't play in their own rink.
I was like, they may or may not let it.
I think they do because there's like a kind of convention center right beside, even like really attached to it, to the Marlies rink. So I would not be surprised if they actually do flood it
to show
the boats.
For my birthday next year, what I want is to go to said boat show.
Yeah, you should come. You come like tail end or just before the boat show so you can still see the Marlies. Yeah. But you also go to the boat show.
I also get to see the boat show. No. You're misunderstanding everything, everyone. This trip, everyone. I'm not actually here to see the Marlies. It's just a benefit.
Yes.
I'm actually in town for the boat show.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a custom-made t-shirt that says I'm here for the boat show. I'm going to wear it to the Marlies game.
Yeah, I'm just here for the boat show.
Anyways.
So yeah, the Marlies are a vibe to say the least. There was something else. Oh yeah. Joseph Hall set a franchise record. Joseph Wall, not Joseph Hall. I'm combining them. Set a franchise record, 9 consecutive wins for the Marlies, which is a lot. That's awesome.
We love that for him.
Mm-hmm. Also in Marlies news, it's been 2 weeks. There's been so much going on. Bobby McMahon was called up and he has been pretty solid with the Leafs. He scored his goal, his first goal, but it was called back, and I wasn't watching, so I don't know why they called it back.
They thought it was kicked in and then determined that it was kicked in. But I don't think by him. I think it was by, like, a defensive player, like one of the other players. And,
oh, you know what it was? It was kicked towards, didn't it, like, get kicked off the goaltender? Because to me, that's, or off a, off another player. To me, that's not a kick in. Because, like, if you kick it at someone and it hits something else, then that's not a kick in. Exactly, it's deflected in. That's my thought process on that. I don't think it should count if it hits someone else, or a stick or a leg. Like, that should count as a goal because it wasn't kicked directly in. But, like, I should be able to kick the puck at people. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. like if it's obviously like, ooh, I'm soccer, like, free kicking this into the net, like, then yeah. But if it's playing pinball out there, it should count.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think there was a couple more Leafs things. Oh, Mitch Marner has 350 career assists, which is the 7th most in Leafs history. He just passed Tim Horton. So somebody said it's now called Mitch Marner's. And I think that's correct. Be like, oh, I'm going to Mitchie's.
Oh, that's great.
What else? And he's also tied Daryl Sittler's franchise record of 18 straight home games with a point. Like, I love Mitch Marner. He's just good for him.
Blows me away.
Mm-hmm. The Leafs had their dad's trip. It's always so funny. The dad's trip is just so funny in general, but also it's really funny because you're like, it's Michael Nylander. And then Michael Bunting's dad from Scarborough.
Like, just an accounting bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, very different vibes.
Austin Matthews' dad vibing.
Yeah. Honestly, they interviewed Morgan Riley's dad between periods, and you can tell he has done a lot of these. You can tell he's experienced interviewee. Like, he was just like, yeah, it's just so nice to see them, and like, gotta, you know, the last game was tough, but we just gotta keep on it. Like, this man
gotta keep rolling.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody gave him media training. It was Morgan himself.
Oh my god.
It looked like, so they had everyone sitting with the person they brought in their lockers. Is that what they call them? Is that right? I don't know. They sure. Little spots in the dressing room. In there.
In their in front of their vanities. Just theater.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, they're sitting in there, but the dads are all squished in beside them in their little spot there. I don't know what to call them. I'm just going to keep calling it, coming up with weird words for it. And in the blueprint, they don't show anyone sitting with Mitch. So we're like, did he bring anyone? Apparently Paul was there. He just wasn't in the dressing room? But my thought process was he didn't bring anyone, but it's because Jason Spezza is his dad, so that's why he didn't need to bring anyone. He was already there. Exactly. You know,
it's fine. He is set.
Exactly. Don't worry about him. He's got a dad with him. It's fine. He has lots of dads.
Yeah.
I think it was Liz said they flew in Matt Martin and Patrick Marleau.
Yeah.
Like Zach Bogosian too. They just flew in all the people that Mitch has adopted as his dad.
Mm-hmm. He really just knows how to stick to people.
Yeah. Even like, I think JVR the first year too.
Mm.
Yeah. pretty wild. Okay, I think we're actually done with the leaves. Look at me go. Look at us go. It only took a whole half hour.
The remaining meeting time is counting down. We're usually like halfway through.
Exactly. All right, let's just switch meeting.
Okay.
So PK Subban has been commentating on ESPN, which is awesome. Sorry, that makes it sound like I don't like it. It's awesome. That's great. But they gave him, you know how they can like draw on the screen and like circle things? They gave him the opportunity to do that to critique outfits. I love that. That is so smart and so him. Like, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, just a great use of the resources you have, you know? I don't remember why I bookmarked this, but Jimmy VC signed an $800,000 extension with the Rangers. Did you remember he's on the Rangers? He scored when the Leafs played them, so.
To be honest with you, it like was in my memory, and then it just was one of the things that I filed away.
Very fair. Yeah, so really not clear on why I bookmarked that. I did, in case you're wondering. Jimmy VC signed an $800,000 extension.
Yay, money.
Go for it. All right. I think we need to talk about the NHL tweeted on January 4th the longest tenured player, so it's the most active. Most games played that is currently active and with the same team. So basically who's played the most games on that team for that team, if that makes sense. There's some obvious ones, which is like Patrice Bergeron has played his entire career. So he has 1,253 games with the Bruins. This was, like I said, January 4th. So he's a few more now. But I think notable ones are... Where'd it go? I lost it. Oh my goodness. Oh, Ottawa. Thomas Chabot, 346. And then you compare to Seattle, which has only existed for a season and a half, Adam Larson, 118.
Nice.
Yeah. Or Vegas, Jonathan Marchessault. 391 games. He has played more games with Vegas than Thomas Chabot has with Ottawa. That was really, really wild to me. And same with Clayton Keller for the Coyotes. He's played 396 games. Virtually the same number Jonathan Marchessault has played with Vegas.
That's crazy. Wait, did you say these were consecutive games played?
No.
Or just like games just in games. General?
Yeah, so like Thomas Chabot, it makes sense it's less because he was injured a lot, but he's still the longest tenured player on that team.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. Like everything else like makes sense to me, seems kind of reasonable. It was just like the standing out with Ottawa and Arizona.
That's wild.
It truly is.
Yeah. Something about that just doesn't ring right in my brain. I don't like it.
It doesn't. It seems wrong. Also, most of these people are the captains of their respective team. Like, okay, not Patrice Bergeron, obviously. Is Jordan Staal the captain of the Canes?
I thought would make sense.
He might have just made him captain not that long ago. But yes, like Landeskog, yeah. Landeskog, Jamie Benn, Dylan Larkin, Alexander Barkov, Anze Kopitar, Do the Wild have a captain? I have no idea. Roman Yossi. Chris Kreider, not captain, but should be captain. That's where I'm at with that one. Sidney Crosby. Steven Stamkos. Bo Horvat. Alex Ovechkin. You know? Blake Wheeler stripped of captaincy this season. So, you know, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, those were some interesting things, patterns I noted there. What else? I could have sworn I got rid of this. Where are we at? Did you know that Jeremy Renner's ex-wife is
I saw that,
dating and having children with former Flyer Nate Thompson?
Yes, I was also dying at the responses, the comments under the tweet that I saw, because someone was like, why is this what I like, how I am learning what Nate Thompson is doing in his life?
Yeah. But the best way, like the way this is told to us is like from a Page Six article. Jeremy Renner's ex-wife is pregnant with second child. And the photo they have is a lovely photo of her, a pregnant belly in like a little bubble, and Jeremy Renner in the hospital after he got run over by the snowplow. Like, leave this man be.
This man just sustained life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, just trying to be a good neighbor. Like,
oh my lord.
And you're like, well, his ex-wife is having children with someone else.
Like, okay. Oh my god.
Anyway, that was just an unhinged tweet. What else have we got? I guess this is Leafs related again, but Luke Fox, reporter, is making shit up. Well, not making shit up fully, but like a little bit. It was an article about the Leafs goaltending, and he refers to Samsonov as the Russian Jack Campbell. And he says, some Leafs fans are calling him the Russian Jack Campbell. And this person did a search for Russian Samsonov, Russian Jack Campbell. There's four tweets. Four.
Cute.
Like, and the comments about it, two of them. No, actually, you know what? I think all four of them relate to their personalities. It's not about their play at all. Like, just stupid. I hate it. Anyway, don't use four people's tweets as sources, okay?
Yeah, no.
Come on. Apparently, allegedly, the NHL All-Star Skills speculation from Jeff Merrick is a dunk tank on the beach, a hybrid golf hockey event, and some type of game shooting frozen burgers at alligators.
What?
I have lots of questions about that. Mostly the frozen burgers at alligators, but I would love to see, have the public just dunk an NHL player. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Alternatively, you're dunking the other division. So like Matthew Tkachuk staring down Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl and going, you're going in. Like, you know, that's actually how we build rivalries, is personalized. I'm throwing you're going in the dunk tank. Yeah. I do have a lot of questions about the shooting frozen burgers at alligators. Is it bad for the alligators is my first one. What do you think?
No.
No? You don't think?
No.
It would be bad for the alligators? My next one is, how do they, like, wrangle the alligators to get burgers hit at them?
Yeah, are we...
Do we have to get some trained alligators?
Like the ones that just like sit there and they're like, hey, feed time, and they just sit there with mouths. I'm like,
yeah. Like, how is this working?
Where are you getting the alligators?
That's another great question. Are they wild alligators? Are they alligators from a zoo? Are they people's pet alligators? I don't know, man. Florida's weird. So like I have
what part of Florida are we doing this in again? We, as if I'm
participating. So, like South Florida, I think. Like it's the Panthers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, there are quite a few. And by quite a few, I mean, I have zero clue how many. But there's like a bunch of like wildlife foundations down there and people with like ZWF Miami.
And you're telling me they'd be okay with shooting frozen burgers at their alligators?
Yes. They might even bring a lion or two for you to pet.
I love it.
That is Mario. Listen, this man, I followed this man for like 10 years. They have, honestly, no, he'd probably bring them Bonnie, his chimpanzee. I'd choose chimp ever, but, he actually was in, I just learned the background of this man, but he was, I said just, he was in, he had a little like cameo in
Tiger King?
Yes. Yes. But yeah, apparently he like murdered someone and then went to jail for it and then came back.
All right.
When I tell you, I just like recently learned about this, but yes, I think that if they were to get, I'm pretty sure alligators, if they were to get exotic animals anywhere, they would hit up that man.
I think that's a good plan. And I do think I have another reason to vote for Jack Eichel to be on the All-Star. Do you remember how upset he was during the Everglades tour? That all the more reason. Make him relive some of those experiences. I'm sending the 2015 draft class to the All-Star game. Jack We're putting Eichel- them back in the box. Like,
Jack Eichel's going to get sunburned. And just PTSD.
I guess we have to have then, what's his name? I can't think of this man's name, Worm Boy. The one who hit the worm. I can't think of his real name.
Oh no, I just forgot it too. Does it start with a B?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's no. On,
I think he's still on Arizona.
I can like picture his face, but I cannot picture his name.
Oh man, come on. Why can't I think of it?
Search on Twitter, Worm Boy.
That's the thing. I do tweet Worm Boy all the time, but I cannot think of this man's name.
Oh no.
Lawson Krauss. It came to me. We're also sending Lawson Krauss to the All-Star game to see if Mitch Marner can make him eat another worm. And Connor McDavid can make him eat another worm.
Honestly, seeing them all back in just doing things together.
Yeah, hilarious. A vibe. It needs to happen. It needs to happen. Did you see this?
Say what?
This tweet. Connor McDavid has worn the same pair of socks for his whole career. If you had to see Connor McDavid's dirty ass socks all over, if I had to see Connor McDavid's dirty ass socks all over my timeline, you have to see them too. So
why What in the hell? So, like, do you think he puts another pair of socks over that?
That's a great question. Like, how gross are your skates on the inside? I guess they do wash their skates, like, whereas I never have washed my skates, but, like, I don't know. It's gross. They're gross.
We think, like, toesies are just out in the skull. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. I can't even think of the feeling of that. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Connor McDavid, I think it's time for a new pair of socks.
It is.
They're not making them any better or worse, I promise.
Like, Lauren's getting him a new pair of socks every Christmas, and he's like, oh, thanks, babe. And she's like, wear them in hockey. He's like, absolutely not.
No.
No.
Most superstitious man.
Yeah.
No.
The funniest thing I saw was Liz said, do you think Dylan said something about the socks and that's why they don't talk anymore? And to me, that's canon. That is what happened. Dylan said, Connor, like, man, you gotta change socks. And Connor was like, absolutely not, never talking to you again.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Whoa, tweets on this are so funny.
I know.
Okay, I'm not gonna stop laughing if I keep reading them. Anyways.
Yeah, so that is how I feel about it. I feel like Connor McDavid was asked politely by Dylan to change socks, and he said, nope, we're no longer friends.
Oh, that's just so gross.
It sure is. Apparently 8 to 10 Habs are meeting with a French teacher today after expressing the desire to learn the language, and they're building like a plan based on their schedule after this initial meeting. And someone said they need to learn French the way that we, as in Ontario people, had to learn French. So like, I cannot explain to you how wild it was the way we learned French. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I have talked about Télé Français several times on this podcast. But they need to be, you know, scarred for life by that pineapple. And we also like had so many raps and songs for remembering grammar things. Like, there was also fully a song that was just like Je suis une pizza. I'm a pizza. It would tell you about the toppings. And then I think we also kind of died because we were being delivered to someone's house and we like flipped over in the car, like not like the pizza box flipped over. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. It's weird. I also, there was fully a rap about a backpack. Yeah, it's still up here. I'm not gonna do it because it's bad. But yeah, it was literally like, my backpack is big. That's what it translates to. At least the bit that I remember.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in hindsight, learning French the way we learn French is absolutely wild.
This just like re-triggered my memory that I cannot escape people from Quebec. They are everywhere. I did not realize until I moved up here and drive like back and forth to work on the highway every single day. I drive amongst at least 15 of them on my way down to work, and then at least 15 more on my way back to work. So much so that I'm just like, every single time behind them, I like, fuck the French. And my mom's like, Alex, you are French. And I go, exactly, that's why it makes funny. And then, so I go to the nice state of Florida thinking, ah, yes, I need a break from these Quebec people. My mom and I park in a parking lot. I'm walking. Doop, doop, doop. I walk two steps past the car and you know what's parked next to me? A freaking Quebec license plate. I was like, I'm done.
It's the snowbirds.
If I have to see one more person with a Quebec license plate and a big giant camper, I'm leaving this earth. I gotta go. I'm going somewhere where they can't bring their cars.
Europe. You need to move to a entirely different continent to do that.
Plot twist, I moved to France.
That's funny. You know what? You're less likely to find Quebec French people there because they speak different French. That's the other thing, is we were taught proper France French instead of like the Quebec French, which is way more useful living in Canada.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That's why so stupid. Wouldn't they teach you like...
I have no idea. I don't ask me. Ask the Ontario curriculum. Yeah, it was just... It's an experience. We listened to cassette tapes a lot to do like exercises and stuff. And I'm talking in 2016 when I graduated high school, we were still listening to cassette tapes that needed to be replayed several times because you couldn't hear shit. Not because you weren't good. You just could not tell what anyone was saying. And you're like, Madame, please. Like, I need to hear it again because I did get any of that because it was just garbled. Yeah, so there's just like very insane things about learning French in Ontario. I don't know if I've told you this, but we also had fully grade 9 French class. I think they revamped the curriculum like the year after I did it, but we had a full unit on monsters. When is that ever useful? Yeah, maybe monsters. We had to make our own little monster movie.
Maybe you wanted to, I don't know, talk about the, now I forget what the word is. What are those mythic creatures called? Like Loch Ness Monster and the Jersey Devil. There's a name like for that cryptids? Type of thing? Yes.
It wasn't even cryptids. It was like talons and wings. Now you, like we're learning the can. Words for those. I don't remember any of them because it was not useful.
Now you could.
Yeah. We didn't learn any useful then. French until grade 10 French, and you didn't even have to take grade 10 French. So stupid. Like, it was useful stuff for travel then, but you didn't have to take grade 10 French. So most people did not learn any particularly useful French. Can I go to the bathroom and here's a song about the weekend? Like, that's all. Honestly, I got
after 12 years of Spanish, that's all I got to.
Yeah, it's just very weird the way we learned it.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, a unit on pizza. Like, grade 4 was wild. That was the year we started French, and it was just wild. We had a unit on pizza. We also learned about family via ants, as in like the bugs.
Oh yes, you've said that before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird.
Ant-Man.
You also always just like pause when you're nearing a holiday. You pause whatever you're normally learning and learn about the holiday in French.
Cute.
Yeah.
So nice.
So useful. This is why they're starting grade 1 French in grade 1 now.
There's just not enough time.
Yeah, when you're learning about this monster, helpful things like that, there's not enough time. Okay, back to hockey and not French. The Seattle Kraken have, I think, 8 wins in a row now. They're the first team to beat Boston at home this year, and only team, I should say. First and only team to beat Boston at home this year. Like, just go off, Seattle.
Yeah, no one's expecting that.
There's been some really shitty officiating this past week. Obviously, like, there's always shitty stuff with the Leafs, and like Michael Bunting fully had his helmet removed by someone and there wasn't a penalty on that, and I think it might have just been because he's Michael Bunting, but it's hard to tell.
Like, that's a bitch, so
it's, yeah,
like, true, but like, still officiating, hello.
Exactly. But also, one of the Canucks fully got punched in the face by Tampa Bay. So there's like kind of a scrum around the net, and like they're on opposite sides of the net, and the guy's just like kind of standing there, like no one's really touching anyone anymore. And then the Tampa player just fully punches him in the face. No penalty, nothing. No supplemental discipline either.
That should be the type of thing where, like, obviously the player knows what happened. He should be able to go to the refs and be like, this just happened. Rewatch it so you believe me.
Yeah, there are certain things that should allow a replay, and like being sucker punched is definitely one of them. Anything, mm-hmm. I think anything involving a head, yeah. where you say I was hit in the head, you know, like I was punched or someone cross checked me in the head or whatever, like
mm-hmm.
needs to be.
I don't know what team, what game, it could have very well been the Leafs or not the Leafs. Somebody was like high sticked in the last week too, and they were bleeding and they didn't get called.
I think that was the Leafs. I think so. Yeah, it's just been some not so great officiating from the penalty standpoint. It's
very interesting where we're taking this game.
Yeah, they need some like proper oversight, I guess would be a word for it. Yeah, like some proper oversight, and have people who aren't enforcers running your player safety division, you know, little things.
I don't know why I don't know this. Do they have people, like, refy-type people that, like, sit and watch the game live? Just, like, above? Like,
I think that's, really like, above, the situation like... room. But I don't know if they, like, watch the whole game. You know what I mean?
Well, if they don't, they do. And then they should be able to call down and be like, hey,
you fucked up.
You just missed XYZ.
Like, the video ref in soccer. Like, they'll call down and be like, no, you should go look at this and decide if you think it's a penalty, because I think it's a penalty. That's basically, like, what they do in soccer. And I think that's also a good plan for hockey. They should also have some sort of, like, review system in place for the refs, because I don't think the refs are told when they've had a shit game.
Yeah.
Other than by the teams and the players. And you get fined for doing that, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The game is just so fast that you can't tell me that being on ice level, you see everything in A and are B calling everything correctly.
Exactly.
Like, you need another person outside, like above, and even just like watching it on video on like multiple screens, whatever,
mm-hmm.
being able to like really analyze everything that's going on, and then being able to call down to the main refs and be like, hey.
Yeah. Even literally someone just going after the game, you have a quick 20-minute post-game review, post-game mm-hmm. report. This is what you did well. This is what you should improve on.
Yep.
We literally do that, like, reffing soccer. I do that with the younger referees. I help them out. And I'm like, so next time, do this. It's just coaching.
Mm-hmm. It's wild that, like...
The NHL treats the refs like they're infallible, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
They are very much capable of error.
Yes, they are people.
Mm-hmm. The Kraken had yesterday, they had 6 goals on 7 shots against Chicago.
Oh wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was something. Alex Ovechkin has 30 goals now, which it's his 17th 30-goal season, which ties Mike Gartner for the most in NHL history. Literally fully expecting him to break that next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fact at this point. The NHL was trying to host a job fair in Florida for diverse candidates from underrepresented groups. So really good for the NHL. We'd love to hear that. But apparently they've gotten into a conflict with Governor Ron DeSantis because he calls it discriminatory prohibitions. My dude, have you looked at the NHL? Have you looked at the NHL? Do you know who we're talking about? What organization we are talking about?
Not the hill you want to die on, my friend.
Yeah, and when the NHL is in the right, like, you're definitely, for sure, 100% wrong. 100%.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely unhinged thing, frankly. Okay. Yeah. One other thing, trigger warning for homophobia and transphobia. The ECHL team, the Kalamazoo Wings, had a pride version of their logo that they tweeted out, and one of the an ECHL player on the Peoria Riverman, Louis Rowe, replied on Twitter to that tweet saying, "I knew the K Wings were soft, but I didn't know they were gay, trans, and soft." So obviously bad for him, but the ECHL, they released him. The team released the player. They were like, "We don't want this on our team." So little good things.
Yeah.
A little bit. From that. Okay, we're gonna switch meetings again. Oh no, I lied. We have to talk about the furries.
What?
At the end of an Oilers road trip this week, they were in San Jose, and there was a San Jose furry convention. They were staying in the same hotel as that convention was going on. So I just, like, I don't think they know. Like, it was Jean Principe, the reporter, who tweeted it out, and I don't think they know. That's all I'm just gonna say. I don't think they know. That's it. That's all I have to say. I don't think they know.
What an image in my head that I just made. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, that's okay. Now we're gonna switch meetings. Okay, I guess we'll just go vaguely international hockey to start with, and then women's hockey tailored after that. The World Juniors finished since we last recorded. Canada won gold. Connor Bedard is Canada's all-time World Juniors goal leader with 15. All-time points leader with 32. Single tournament points leader with 19. For the World Juniors. Just, you know, insane. And he's not yet 18. No. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So. Definitely worth tanking for, I would say.
Yeah. Doing things.
Okay. The women's U18 Worlds just finished today. Canada also won gold for that. They beat Sweden in the finals, and the States came third. They beat Finland. They won pretty handily, but it was a pretty close tournament other than that. It was also the third time at any women's IIHF tournament that Canada or the States didn't have to beat each other in the medal round on their way to gold, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But also, again, going to show the parity that's coming up in women's hockey. This one girl, oh my goodness, where'd her first name go? Caitlin Kramer. She had a hat trick in the first period of the gold medal game today. So she has the highest or fastest hat trick in the women's U18 worlds within 6 minutes and 44 seconds.
That's insane.
Yeah. So she beat the previous record held by Kendall Coyne in 2010 of 6:51. She also broke Marie-Philippe Poulin's U18 record.
My God.
Goal record. She has scored 10, which is one below the most ever in the tournament, which was Haley Skrupa in 2012. So yeah, that's just one player who was insane. The other insane player is, hold on. Where'd it go? Where's her name? Neela Lopasinova. She's 14 and Slovakian. So again, 14. She can play in this tournament 3 more times. She scored, I think, 8 goals in the tournament, maybe 7. And she scored a Michigan.
Huh.
Batted her own rebound out of the air for another one.
Oh my God.
Like, this kid is absolutely insane. I'm so excited to see where she goes. She said there's a little bit of a feature on her. She said she wants to go to the NCAA and I think play at Wisconsin. So we'll see where she ends up, but
so literally fun. Like
4 years away. I would not be surprised if she's called up to their regular women's team soon.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I believe my dad was telling me, I didn't fact check him, that she plays in the boys U16 league that Slikovsky played in. And she has higher point totals than he did at that time. At any time when he played in this league. So, like, I am telling you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. A couple other things. Obviously, so Sweden getting silver is actually really good for a couple reasons. One, they were the host nation. We love that. Those home crowds willing you past to like beat the States in the semis. And also, if you'll recall, Sweden had been relegated from Group A in the women's world. So that we had Group A and Group B. They have been in Group B and they also were in Division 2. So like they have had moved down a lot from being one of the top 4 nations in the world for a long time, mostly due to their federation not supporting the team and not providing adequate facilities to, you know, get better at hockey and continue to be good at hockey. So it's really good to see the U18 team coming up because that means that it'll feed through to the women's team as well. It's just nice to see them coming back up. Germany is moving up to the U18 Women's Worlds, and Norway was relegated, I think. There's like, it's very confusing because they have like Division 1A, Division 1B, Division 2A, Division 2B. It's hard to keep track. Yeah, Germany was promoted, so I think. So exciting.
Yay for them.
Yes. The EA Sports NHL. No, yeah, EA Sports NHL, like the ones to do the video game, had a first ever official women's team of the year, which is nice. Frankly, pretty obvious people, but it is what it is. Marie-Philippe Poulin, she literally had a gold medal and a world championship gold medal in the same year and scored at least one goal in both those gold medal games.
You know.
Yeah. Amanda Kessel, Taylor Heise, Jenny Hirakovsky, Daniela Piasova. That's a guess, but I think that might be right. I don't know. I'm not great with European. I'm not great with most names unless I've heard them, frankly. We'll just say that because it's nothing against Europeans or anyone else. It's just I can't read shit until I've heard it most of the time. And then Anne-Renée Debien was the goalie of the year. There was also... Oh, I didn't bookmark it. That's helpful. There was like a EA Sports Team of the Year, NHL 23 Team of the Year, and or Women's Team of the Year. And it's there were several... Okay, you know what it was? So before they did that, they had like a nominee list. And they had several issues with the list. One, there was like players in the wrong positions. A couple of names misspelled, including Marie-Philippe Poulin. They didn't have the hyphen. Like, that should be the easiest. Like, it was just, like, easy, stupid shit. They had, like, I can't remember who it was, but it was someone they had as a defender who was very much not a defender, one of the American forwards. There's a couple, I think there's a couple names misspelled, too. Like, I think Jocelyn Laroque's name, last name was misspelled. But, like, insane. Just stupid-ass very, shit.
Yeah, very easy to fact-check stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was obviously frustrating to look at, but, you know, at least they're acknowledging them. Like, I feel like the bar's on the fucking floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The PWHPA, two of their players, Rebecca Leslie and Jamie Lee Rattray, participate in the SENS skills competition, which is fun. I love that the SENS do that. I don't know why we don't. Like, do you not want to make more money? I don't get it. I guess also the Sens don't share their rink with anyone, whereas we share with the Raptors. So that might be a factor, but like, still, I don't know.
Could.
And we get more concerts here too.
I feel like there's got to be a night.
Yeah.
I feel like it's figure outable.
I wonder how often, like, I don't think Scotiabank Arena is empty that often during like hockey and basketball season, but I feel like the Canadian Tire Fire Center that just comes out automatically now. Canadian Tire Fire Center. That's what my dad and I have called it for a long time. is empty a lot because it's only the Sens in there, I think, and they don't get a lot of concerts. No wonder it costs them so much money. They're not making any money from it. It's empty all the time. The Jets also had a skills competition, and they had a junior hockey goalie, one of the girls from a junior, the Balmoral Hall Blazers goalie. Her name is Christmas. Christmas Johnson, that is her name, took part in the skills competition. So she plays like that's a school, but I think it's like equivalent of junior.
Is it like a prep team?
I have no idea. I don't know anything. just says. Yeah, it's like a girls, all girls school. But yeah, so she participated in the Jets skills competition, which I'm sure was fun and exciting. The PWHPA is going to Tampa, February 24th to 26th. That's exciting. That adds on to, I think they're going back to Washington. No, Pittsburgh? I can't keep track. Somewhere, one of those two. I don't know, one of those two, and then their junior hockey tour, which starts, I think it's February 11th is the first game, something like that. I actually might be able to go to the one in Kitchener now because they rescheduled the game I'm supposed to coach, so we'll see if I'm, you know, not dead. Too much hockey. The only night I had off this week was Thursday because I had hockey Sunday, hockey Monday, and volleyball. Refereed soccer Tuesday, volleyball Wednesday. Thursday was off. Friday we had hockey. Saturday I had two hockeys. Sunday, two hockeys. It was good. No. Much more chill this week. Much more chill this week. Much less hockey. But yeah. Anyway, so hopefully I can go see them. It's been a while. Also, I just want to shake like Hockey Canada and the IIHF and be like, give me my tickets to the Worlds. Mm. I want them now. I want to know I have them in my hand so I can be like, boss, I'm leaving early. Every day. I gotta go see the women's hockey. It's way more important than working.
Clearly.
Exactly. You gotta know this. Come on. I think that's it for this week. You got anything else?
I do not believe so.
Okay. You can follow us on Twitter for Puck Sake Pod, Instagram for Puck Sake Podcast, TikTok for Puck Sake Pod, and Tumblr for Puck Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.